I am unwilling to give up, that I will start over from scratch as many times as it takes to get where I want to be.
You just want to make sure you will get knocked down, but just make sure you don't get knocked out.
So your only choice should be go focus on what you can control.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Kara Golden Show. Join me each week for inspiring conversations with some of the world's greatest leaders. We'll talk with founders, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and really some of the most interesting people of our time. Can't wait to get started. Let's go. Hi, everyone. It's Kara Golden from The Kara Golden Show, and I am so excited to have my next guest here. We have Connie Zack, who is the co-founder of Sunlighten, which is the global leader in infrared light therapy and infrared saunas, with us here today. After seeing how infrared saunas transformed her brother's traumatic health issues, Connie and her husband started Sunlighten to help consumers gain healing from infrared light. And the company started just over 22 years ago and is available in 13 countries around the world. Sunlighten has a huge celebrity following, and Connie has even been on Oprah as I was doing the research, seeing a little bit more. She hasn't, of course, told me that, but I was able to see that she had been on Oprah talking about Sunlighten and its benefits. So cool. And I personally am such a huge fan of the saunas, and Connie, and in particular, I use my sauna every chance that I get. I was just telling her after hiking, I try and get into my sauna as much as I can. And I love how Connie and her husband made a conscious decision to start Sunlighten to help people get and feel better. I can't wait to have this discussion with her to hear a lot more about the product, the company, and her overall entrepreneurial journey. So welcome, Connie.
Thank you. I am so excited and honored and humbled to be here. My kids are tired of hearing about it. So they're like, just go and do it already. I'm like, I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, I was really, really excited to have you here. And I, of course, know most of the story, but I was even finding a lot of it that I didn't know that much about. But just to get started a little bit, I'd love to hear. So you had a family member who had a chronic fatigue syndrome. And please, can you share a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So it was my brother, and it was horrible. I mean, this is over 25 years ago, and he was really, really sick. And his dentist, which every time I say it out loud, it's so hard to believe because this is 25 years ago, right? His dentist is the one that said, you know, Jason, I think that your fillings in your mouth, the mercury fillings, I think they're leaking. And I think that's what's getting into your body. And that's what's causing your illness, your fatigue, your vertigo, your pain. He couldn't, I mean, he literally was hard for him to get out of bed. And so he said, I have heard in some research in Asia about infrared heat, and it can penetrate and help to detoxify the body. I think it's worth a shot. I think you should give it a try. So my brother did, and it changed his life. I mean, I was in St. Louis at the time with Aaron, and my brother is well, and I mean, it took a while, you know, but it literally changed his life, and he changed the way he looked, his color, he changed his energy. He could actually like start to walk again. And I was working at Procter & Gamble in the pharmaceutical division. One of my personal missions in life was always to find a way to make a difference, especially in wellness. And so I was, you know, thinking I was in pharma, that I was, you know, making a difference, you know, helping with the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, et cetera. And I saw this transformation and met with my brother and, you know, started to think about how can we get this word out. And I started doing also, Kara, a lot of my own research from Asia to figure out what this dentist found, right? And I mean, there was so much data. It was so impressive, the data, but yet it was not available in the United States. Like nobody had ever heard of infrared back then. And so a couple of years later, I left my my corporate job, and that's another different story in itself. And Aaron did too. Aaron was working at P&G, and you know, we jumped out of a airplane without a parachute and, you know, started Sunlighten. So
and started it. I love it.
Yeah, so, in our basement.
So obviously there's been saunas around for, you know, longer. So what's the difference between a, like a traditional, I guess, I don't know if it's Finnish or Swedish or kind of sauna that you sit there in steam or heat versus infrared sauna? And I guess what makes Sunlighten so unique?
Yeah. So traditional heat heats the air and you get hot because the air is hot. The way infrared energy and the wavelength works is it goes into your body directly, and then it transforms the cells once it is absorbed. And so you notice there's just a bigger difference in like the quality of your sweat, you know, as far as the things that come out. There's been a ton of studies in infrared on removing, you know, mercury and cadmium and aluminum and lead and, you know, other types of harmful substances where, and you can stay in there longer because traditional saunas are hotter, right? And they're like 180 degrees to 220. Infrared ranges, you know, from up to 150-ish. We have a sauna that goes 167, but most people take it at a lower temperature because that's where you get the highest absorption. The lower the temperature, the highest absorption, because the wavelength is able to get into the body. So as far as Sunlighten specifically, we mastered the delivery of the wavelength. So we filtered out all the like noisy type of heat, the non-healing part of the wavelength, and we have a patent on the amount of infrared that's being entered into the body, which is 99%. So that's one of the things that makes Sunlighten unique. We also quality control and the materials that we use. I mean, we procure and curate each piece that's extremely healthy, that's the highest quality, and then we, you know, assemble it and get it to customers. But we have a lot of patents. But probably the one that I'm most proud of is the emissivity, the amount of infrared, because that's what makes the difference. Because we've also done studies with our infrared versus other infrared, and we were able to show a significant reduction in blood pressure and the other infrared wasn't.
So interesting. How has your product changed since you launched it?
Yeah, I was thinking about that in depth. So I, you know, worked out this morning. I know we were talking about that, and I was just kind of like in my head going through all of the milestones and all the challenges and joys. And one of the biggest accomplishments, you know, also one of the greatest challenges was when we created a product called Impulse, and it is the only product on the market that gives the entire infrared spectrum into the body. So what that means is there's far infrared, there's mid infrared, and there's near infrared, three separate wavelengths. Each wavelength scientifically is absorbed by the body in different ways and has a different impact. So they're completely all different. This is something we've discovered of tons and tons of research. And we have found a way to have a far infrared heater, a mid infrared heater, and the near infrared LEDs separately. And then we created programs to pulsate the wavelengths in different levels. So for optimum cardio benefits, relaxation, detoxification, weight loss, anti-aging, and pain relief. And we have a patent on two or more wavelengths in one place as well. So that was another big accomplishment. So that's a massive change that happened, that everybody was, you know, I mean, just, you know, we heard so many stories from competitors just saying, well, there's no such thing as mid infrared. Like, it's so funny. There's no such thing as near infrared. And now, like, so many people are, you know, trying to do the same thing. And red light is in that close to the near infrared spectrum too. And, you know, and we have a red light wand, which is another product that has evolved over the years. I think you may have seen that, the Lumineer. It's a handheld portable wand. We take our LEDs from the sauna that's behind me and we put it into a handheld wand. So that's another breakthrough product that came into the market a couple years ago.
So you started with just one product initially, right?
When we started in the basement, we were working with a manufacturer in Canada with just one product that, oh my gosh, it wasn't even real wood, Kara. Like, and it was plexiglass on, because we didn't have any control because it was their product. So we were just selling it, right? And because we didn't have any money and we didn't have, I mean, we quit our jobs. Mm-hmm. So we just slowly evolved and sold product and then, you know, went to the next step. And it really was the Solo, which is our lie down portable model. It was a product from Taiwan that, his name is Martin. He's so phenomenal. He found us online and he said, I want to work with you guys. And he sold us, he actually gave us exclusive rights in the United States to sell this product, the Solo. And that the heaters that were in the Solo were the ones that were as 95%, I believe, emissive then. And where our goal was to get to 99. But had he not found us, you know, I mean, that was just a massive breakthrough, because the experience when you took a Solo versus the wooden cabin, because the wooden cabin had different heaters, it was completely different. And when we would sell them, we would get that from customers too. You know, with people who had the Solo, it was life changing. I mean, it was literally like people would call us like, oh my God, I can walk now. I couldn't exercise because I had such bad knees and now I can move. And I used to have cellulite and now I don't. Like all of these
amazing
stories. Yeah, the stories. That's what motivated me to keep going in the darkest of days, is hearing from the customers of, I mean, I actually used to call them. If I was having a bad day, I would call some of them and just say, hey, just checking in. This is Connie. So like, yeah, you know, how is your sauna? And they would fill my bucket up. They would tell me, you know, about their experience. Oh, I feel great. It's the best thing ever. Thank you so much for creating this. I was like, okay, I can keep going. I can keep doing this.
I talk about that all the time, that being able to have a loop of, you know, consumer feedback. And, you know, definitely you're going to find consumer feedback that is telling you that there's something wrong, right, at points along the way. But it's also much faster than actually, you know, waiting for a focus group or, you know, I really believe that, you know, I remember when I first started out in the business world, actually not having that consumer feedback in, you know, it's just such a different world today that it just is crazy to me that more, you know, C-suite executives aren't looking at that feedback that comes from consumers and wanting that connection, because you do have bad days. And, you know, that is the thing that keeps you going. So when did you actually come out with the second product? How many years before you actually?
So we came out, so the Solo was like 2002-03-ish. And then we took the heaters. So this was our first breakthrough. Your question is, we took the heaters from the Solo and found a way, with after a lot of no's, finding a manufacturer. Oh, that was such a painful process. Finding a manufacturer that would take those heaters and build a wooden cabin. And that was because we had this conflict with, we were selling the wooden cabins, but we knew, and they were larger. We had many different sizes, and most people still to this day, most people like to have at least a 2 or 3 person sauna. They, mm-hmm. you know, most people don't want it by themselves. And so we had that demand, which was great. But ethically, like, we knew when people would say, which of your products is the best for detoxification? Well, we knew it was a Solo. I mean, we had already done a trial from the University of Missouri, Kansas City. And we showed, you know, removal of arsenic. We showed statistically significant lowering of blood pressure, which, you know, is like a massive accomplishment, you know, coming from pharma, where we tried to do that, millions of dollars to do that. And you can't do it without side effects. It just can't be done. But here we found a way with, you know, our little company to do it without side effects. So anyway, so we took those heaters and put it in the wooden cabin in 2005, Kara, and that from 2005, you know, on, I mean, there are some dark years in there from some other reasons that, you know, we can talk about or not, but that really put us on the map, on a massive road. Actually, 2005 was also the year that Dr. Mark Hyman found us, because, you know, we just started to get some traction. And then he, you know, got a Solo. He got a Solo for Canyon Ranch, and he got a wooden cabin for himself. And I mean, that, you know, he wrote about us in his very first book, which hit the New York Times, and it really, really propelled the business.
That's awesome. So Dr. Mark Hyman is at the Cleveland Clinic, right? He's still there.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Still affiliated, but he was at Canyon Ranch for years and such an incredible, incredible guy and incredible doctor. So, so amazing.
Very amazing.
So,
adore him.
So if somebody has never really spent time in a sauna, what would you tell them in terms of like, how do you start like to really get some benefits?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. And the key thing is to start.
Yeah.
So, you know, so many people I find, you know, they have the, this, they think, oh, if I don't have 30 to 40 minutes or whatever, I'm just not going to do it. And that's weak. Like you should do it. Like even if you're only in there, you know, for 10 minutes, for 20 minutes, you're still getting benefit and your body is still receiving that amazing healing energy and you should do it. So the ideal, you know, for somebody who, if they're healthy, now, if you're suffering from mold toxicity or Hashimoto's or different types of autoimmune conditions or MCAS, like, then you should start like my brother did. You should start slow and build up, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, see how you feel, and then try it again, you know, a couple of days later. But if you're healthy and active, 30 to 40 minutes, as often as you can do it is perfect. And you will notice a big difference in how you feel. I mean, I do it. I'm a morning person. Well, I don't know if I am a morning person legit, but that's when I do all of my workout stuff in my sauna and I stack it, I'll work out. And then I go right in, you know, to my sunlight and I will spend as much or as little time as I can. I don't get like, you know, guilty or I don't get like conflicted about if I only have 15 minutes, I just do it. You know, it's like, okay, I don't only have 15. I'm still going to enjoy the 15 minutes in my sauna, even though I'd really love to be in there 40, but that's okay. You know, I'll do it longer next time.
And you set it at just the time. Like, do you set it for different, which
so,
module would you
do? Depending on what's going on with my body, I use the pain relief program a lot. Pain relief has all three, it kind of maxes out all three wavelengths. So I like that feeling and I like that scientifically. I like that. Sometimes if I'm going to an event, I'll do the anti-aging as a cooler experience, but it helps like with the skin, helps plump up the skin and just helps you make you look, you know, just really healthy, you know, glow, have a beautiful glow. But most of the time I'll do the pain relief program and I don't, a lot of times I'm able to spend the entire time of the program in there, but that's okay. I just get out when I need to get out.
Yeah. I like that program too. It's like the easy one just to click on. So it's great. So what frequency, if you need to recover from like a bad night's sleep or what would you say?
I would say to do the detox program. The detoxification is 100% built to pull everything out. And a lot of times if you have a bad night's sleep, it's related to something going on, you know, internally in your body. You're stressed out. And a lot of times that stress causes, you know, hormones to change and you're off. You're not in regular, you know, flow in your body, and detox can help reset that for sure.
Definitely. So I was listening to one of your interviews and you talked about the study at University of Wisconsin and that connected the core temperature increase to reduction in depression. Obviously, that has become such a massive issue. I personally think more and more people spending a lot more time at home and not around as many people is a massive problem that's only going to get worse until we start to get back into seeing people and going back into the office. And I mean, the number of people that I've heard, especially if they don't have a family, they're living alone. I think it's like a real problem for people. Mm-hmm. But in the interim, if people want to come into the sauna, I mean, that's definitely something that that, you know, could be helpful. But anyway, I'd love to hear a little bit more about that study.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And it's done with a model that's similar to our SOLO. So the head is out. And the science is essentially all about increasing the body's core temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so great about, you know, Sunlighten's technology is because it's at a cooler wavelength, you can get all of this energy into the body, and you can elevate your core temperature without feeling like you have to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did a lot of studies before where people couldn't tolerate, they did it with convectional heat, like traditional heat, but they couldn't stay in long enough to notice a difference. So then when they found infrared, they noticed that, okay, now what's happening essentially in theory is the body wasn't thermoregulated before. So people with depression, a lot of times at night, like their body, you should sleep at, you know, at a cooler temperature, and their body doesn't decrease at all in temperature. So it stays elevated. And so they don't have that change. And so, and then that signal to the brain is that, oh, I don't feel good. And, oh, you know, it starts the depression cycle. If you can unlock that switch where you can now, your temperature can go down and up, then it affects the brain in a happy way. It's like, oh, it's just kind of just totally turns, you know, the brain back on. And that's what happened with the core temperature, is the core temperature increased with people with depression, and then it also went down. So then now they're able to cool off. And that process, that thermoregulation, helped to decrease depression.
So interesting.
It's fascinating. And they did it in just one session, and it lasted, the benefits lasted 6 weeks. So, I mean, you could
with
do
one
this in the
session.
Comfort of,
yeah,
it's right. It's crazy.
Amazing.
I know. Amazing. It's really great data, and it's so important, as you said, right now with everybody, you know, working remote and so much is going on. You know, if you have a tool or resource to be able to be mentally, you know, happier, I mean, why not do it, right?
Absolutely. So how have you gotten the word out about Sunlighten?
We work with a lot of influencers, and most of them have, you know, like Dr. Hyman, you know, have approached us. They want to invest in their own, you know, wellness routine, and they want a Sunlighten sauna as part of that wellness routine. And so they want our product, and they become passionate about it and, you know, want to share their story. And, you know, people like to hear from people and like to hear stories about their wellness journey. And so these stories have really, you know, been a key, you know, part of motivating our growth and inspiring our growth. So influencers is a big way. I mean, we do a lot of direct to consumer sales. We opened up an office in the UK, and that has really taken off. We have a lot of growth there. We have, you know, other countries as well. But it's, you know, it's mainly all of the people that are sharing their love and joy, and them telling, they're telling people, we get, like, our referral is just through the roof.
That's great.
So yeah, it's, you know, I feel very, very, you know, fortunate. I mean, my dream has always been to, you know, leave this world a healthier place and make people feel better so that they can do more of what they love to do with the people they love to do it with. And I get to do that. You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful experience.
It's amazing. So did you have this all figured out? I mean, obviously that you hadn't been an entrepreneur, you had worked inside of a, you know, you had an amazing experience and an amazing company, and your husband as well. But do you feel like you had it all figured out? I mean, you had this idea that you were going to go launch. You're trying to, sounds like you had to make a lot of connections in Asia, you know, that I'm sure were a lot of phone calls and trying to figure out if somebody spoke the same language. And could you, you know, I can only imagine. But what was probably the hardest thing about actually getting started?
The hardest thing was, We were in debt. And so, you know, I was talking to one of my old colleagues at P&G the other day, and, you know, at P&G, like, it carries, so you can call the bank and you can just say, hey, you know. So, you know, you can't do that at Sunlight. I mean, back then, you know.
Right, you're a startup.
The hardest thing was literally just taking each day at a time and saying, okay, today we're going to do this. And it was really, really hard. But then the other thing that worked well for us is when we would have a win. I don't care how small it was. We would have, like, Ari give a phone call back from U.S. Bank. I remember, you know, I'm like, 'cause she called me back, you know, yes. And that just, that, you know, kept us going and going. I mean, Kara, I saw firsthand the transformation with my brother, right? And I am just by nature a skeptic, and I have to be proven something. Like, I just ask a lot of questions. I don't, you know, I have to really be convinced. And I saw myself firsthand with my brother. I saw all the science, you know, that was already out there, you know, in Asia. I thought, you know, we just need to bring the science to the United States. We need to create a healthier product that's made with real wood, that's made with better materials, that has the highest quality heaters. And then just, we need to share our story. And that, I mean, that was in my head, and that was in Aaron's head. I'm like, we can totally do this.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's crazy when I think back, you know, like, we're in our basement, and in fact, the guys that were helping us with our website, they would come over and visit us because they wanted to make sure they got their check. So they would actually physically, they come over, and there would be times where we would, like, be popping champagne because we celebrated, you know, there was something great happened. Right. Yeah. Right. And like, are you guys really going to make it? You know, but our next door neighbor, we did this at my house, and our next door neighbor was our IT support. Like, he would come over. I mean, you know, we just, when you're, you know, down like that, you dig in. You dig in. You do it one task at a time. And we really believed. We had this document, this piece of paper, large, on the wall to the garage, and it just said, you know, we have the right purpose with the right people with the right product at the right time. We just need to do it, and that we just stayed on that path. And, you know, and 25 years later, here we are.
I love it. Well, and also you believed. And I think that belief and that, you know, conviction of what you're doing, I think is such a powerful thing. And it's, you know, we have many of the same stories in the early days of Hint as well. It's just, you know, we really wanted to change an industry, and that's what you have done as well. So I love talking to founders for that reason, because it's really, you can hear it in their voice. So do you have any words of wisdom for others who want to start a company but are really daunted by the prospect? First of all, you have to have a great idea that you believe is going to, you know, that you believe other people want it and you can scale it. But what else?
Yeah, I have several, you know, as I was reflecting, like, you know, what are the things along the way that I, you know, we had so many challenges, you know, so many stories of challenge. What did I learn from those challenges? You know, and because that's the key, like, you're going to have challenges. You're going to have failures. You know, it's like you say in Undaunted, in your book, which is a great book, by the way. I mean, that's going to happen. How do you rise up from that? And what do you learn? So, you know, one is, to make sure when you have those challenges, you do reflect, okay, what should I do differently? For example, one of the things we launched a product too soon on, so we were on Oprah, and then Dr. Oz came to us and said, I want to have you guys on my show with Impulse. Which wasn't ready yet, which is our product that has the three different wavelengths.
Yeah.
And, you know, we trained ourselves to always say yes. You know, that was like our thing with Aaron and I. We're like, I don't care what customers ask for. The answer is yes, we can do it. And so when Dr. Oz called and said, hey, I'm doing a cold and flu season. I want you guys on the show. We had met him before with Oprah, and I want that new product. It has three wavelengths and the smart sauna and blah, blah, blah. I should have said, we absolutely want to do this, Dr. Oz, just not right now. You know, instead we said yes. And so the lesson is that it's okay there's two lessons. One is to learn and burn it in your brain, you know, and we did. You know, we will never launch another product ever until it is, like, measured 25 times and cut once, and we have to have inventory. I mean, we just do it, you know, so differently because of that experience. So one is to learn. The second is to follow your gut instinct. You know, I remember thinking back, and I remember being so excited, but also thinking, we're not really ready. And, you know, and it's okay to say not yet. Like there's yeah. just, there were so many lessons in that, you know, and so follow your gut is, that's probably my, that's my personal and professional mantra. And whenever I, you know, have that feeling inside, you know, that I need to just stick with it and not try and rationalize, you know, it away, not trying to think about, oh, but what happens if we were on Dr. Oz and blah, 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 you know? Well, what happens if you go on and you sell it and you don't have the product? Well, that's worse.
Yeah.
You know, so
I love that message. Yeah.
Several lessons. The other thing that I was thinking, Kara, is the hiring aspect. We were talking a little bit about this before. Like I wish somebody would have told me, so this is what I would tell somebody who's starting a business, as soon as you can, hire the smartest people, pay them for, mm-hmm. figure out how to pay them. And it will, you will benefit so much on a personal level from it versus trying to do the math on the ROI and I need to stay in this budget and I need, you know, I don't have any money. Like I get the whole money thing, but when we were at our lowest of lows that we've ever been in, all the money in the world was like all of our assets, everything was leveraged. Like, you know, we hired our chief operating officer that's still with us today. I think that was like in 2013, if I remember correctly. So 10 years ago. And it was so scary because we didn't have the money.
Yeah.
Told him that. I mean, we said, here's our book. Here's what you're getting yourself into. It was the best decision ever. And ever since then, I thought, oh my gosh, you know, now like it's a freeing feeling to say, go for it, hire. If you believe in them and they believe in you, you'll figure it out, you know? Yeah.
And those great hires will actually help you to scale your business.
Right.
So absolutely.
Right.
And
it's, right.
Yeah, over and over again. I think that is also enormous, wonderful advice. So that's great. So last question, best advice you ever received?
Best advice I've ever received. Well, let me think about that for a second. So it brings me to a quote, which I remember we were at like Inc. 500 event. And I sat next to a guy that said, when you're going through hell, keep going. And that was mm-hmm. from Winston Churchill. And I remember, because that's what we were going through. And Aaron and I looked at each other like, okay, that was meant for us. We just need
that
to keep going.
To you. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, yeah. The other probably piece of advice was one of my friends who also owns a business forever ago. I was struggling again with hiring, with making some decisions. And she said, break it down and think about, is that amount of money going to give you more time with your family? And if that amount of money is going to give you more time with your family, then it's worth it. And don't be so worried about losing that. Think about gaining time with your family, which is that's my biggest value. That's what's really important to me. And so I still think about that today when I'm doing things. I'm just like, okay, so is that, you know, going to do that? Is that going to deliver my ultimate, you know,
time?
Why?
Yeah.
Right. Right. It's time, which is something you can't get back. Right.
Totally
put your
agree.
Time and money into, the things that you believe in. So
I love that. I love that advice. So, well, thank you again, Connie Zack from Sunlighten. So thank you. And thanks everybody for listening.
Thanks, Kara.
Thanks again for listening to The Kara Golden Show. If you would, please give us a review and feel free to share this podcast with others who would benefit. And of course, feel free to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of our podcast. Just a reminder that I can be found on all platforms at Kara Golden. And if you want to hear more about my journey, I hope you will have a listen or pick up a copy of my book, Undaunted, which I share my journey, including founding and building Hint. We are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And thanks everyone for listening. Have a great rest of the week and 2023, and goodbye for now. Thank you. Before we sign off, I want to talk to you about fear. People like to talk about fearless leaders, but achieving big goals isn't about fearlessness. Successful leaders recognize their fears and decide to deal with them head on in order to move forward. This is where my new book, Undaunted, comes in. This book is designed for anyone who wants to succeed in the face of fear, overcome doubts, and live a little undaunted. Order your copy today at undauntedthebook.com and learn how to look your doubts and doubters in the eye and achieve your dreams. For a limited time, you'll also receive a free case of Hint Water. Do you have a question for me or want to nominate an innovator to spotlight? Send me a tweet at Kara Golden and let me know. And if you like what you heard, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. You can also follow along with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Kara Golden. Thanks for listening.